At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, February 6th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a 9 p.m. showdown on ESPN in the Big 12 between two ranked teams, Texas and Kansas. Currently, Kansas is listed as a 4-point home favorite with a total of 146.5. Now, going into this matchup, Texas is 19-4. They're ranked number 10 in the country. The Longhorns have won two straight games, and they just beat K-State 69-66, covering as a 1.5-point road favorite. Meanwhile, Kansas, 18-5, they're ranked number 8 in the country. However, they're just 2-4 in their last six games, and they just got rolled by Iowa State. They lost 68-53, and they lost outright, and they really got blown out as a minus 1.5-point road favorite. So what have we seen across the market for this one? We actually see a line move toward Kansas. Kansas opened as around a minus 3.5-point home favorite, and the Jayhawks have now been bet up to minus 4. So right off the bat, line movement toward Kansas at home. Currently, Kansas is getting 70% of bets, but 80% of the money, which basically is telling us that there's kind of a pro and Joe unison here in favor of Kansas, with a majority of public bets, but also a large share of respected wagers as well. And again, it's a misconception that pros and Joes, pros are your professional bettors, your wise guys, your pro handicappers, you know, Joes are what we call, you know, your casual bettors, your bettors who are, you know, at the bar, rooting for this game for fun, betting through gut instinct and bias. But, you know, it's kind of a misconception that it's always, you know, pros on team A, Joes on team B. Sometimes they're in agreement here, and it looks like that's the case here based on these betting percentages in favor of Kansas. Typically, it's for different reasons. Maybe the public just says, hey, Kansas, good team at home. Take them, you know, lay the points here. Whereas maybe respected bettors have maybe modeled this game, and their numbers say, hey, maybe we have this game as an edge here toward the home team based on our data and what the current number is. It's also kind of a buy low play in favor of Kansas. Again, they're just 2-4 their last six versus a Texas team that has won two straight and technically does have a better record, 19-4 versus 18-5. Also, you're laying points with a favorite after they just got blown out by 15 points. So again, kind of a fishy buy low opportunity. You know, why not take the points with Texas? Yet we're seeing kind of Kansas in maybe a bounce back spot against a Texas team who really had to sweat their last game against K-State to win by 3 and cover that -1.5. Now, KenPom does have Kansas winning by 3 points. If you're looking to go money line here, as again, they're -4 now. They are around -175 on the money line, the Jayhawks. A couple systems in favor of Kansas here. Number one would be a conference short home favorite with a line move in your favor. So if it's a conference matchup, you're the home favorite, the line's moving your direction, and you're -5 or less, that short favorite. You're 112-84 against the spread this year, 57%. That's a 9% return on investment, up around 18 units here. So it's been pretty good just in general to play this system match. Also, if you look at two top 10 teams facing off, so both really good teams here, both top 10, take the favorite. It's a really good system. The last two seasons, this is 17-6 against the spread. That's 74%. This year in particular, it's 8-3, 73%. So again, when two really good teams face off, it's been the smart play to take the favorite here, which would match with Kansas. Also, if you look at Big 12 home favorites and Big 12 conference play, just take the home favorite straight up. They're winning these games 29-12, 71% with a 6% return on investment. That would also match with Kansas. We have seen Kansas play very well at home this year. They're 11-1 at home. Also, some home cooking has favored the Jayhawks in this spot. So for a big matchup tonight, we got some movement toward Kansas. We got some system matches. Pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split. Again, public percentage, but also big smart money. I'd be looking at going money line here on Kansas at home in a Big 12 showdown here at 9 o'clock on ESPN.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to go to the second most heavily bet game of the night in college basketball. Let's go to the ACC, 7 o'clock on ESPN. We're looking at Duke visiting Miami. Currently, Miami is listed as a 4-point home favorite with a total of 146. Now, going into this matchup, the Dukies, good record, 17-6, but they're unranked. However, they have won 3 straight games. They just beat UNC, big game at home, 63-57 win. They did cover as a 3-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Miami, 18-5. They're number 23 in the country. They've won 3 of their last 4 games, and they just beat Clemson. Big one here on the road. They won 78-74, winning outright as a 1.5-point road dog. Now, what we've seen here is a pretty sharp move toward Miami. Miami opened as low as -2. When I wrote the sharp report last night to get it in for the VSiN Daily or for the VSiN newsletter, Miami was at -3.5. I woke up today to do the Market Insights or the Morning Bets pod. Now they're up to -4. So -2 up to -3.5 Hurricanes. And then again, overnight, a further move up to -4. So all movement has been toward the Hurricanes here. And that's notable because the public sees Duke, Dukies. It's that bias, that name recognition, that big game school. And they're saying, Duke, I'm getting the Dukies. Getting 4 points. You got to take the Dukies. Dickie V said you got to take the Dukies plus the points. What are you, crazy? Nope, that's actually a sharp fade the trendy dog play toward Miami because you're getting 54% of bets on Duke. The public is on Duke taking the points, which makes them a trendy dog. Yet, the line's going to Miami. So again, this kind of a classic reverse line move. Reverse line movement is when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages, when the line goes away from the popular team toward the unpopular team. So if a slight majority of bets, 54%, are on Duke, then why is the line going to Miami? You know, why are the books handing out even more points for the public to take Duke? Looks fishy, looks too good to be true. Typically it is. So it looks like a fade the trendy dog play. Again, I like the gross dogs. The dogs look like they got no shot. Those are the dogs that you can really buy low and get a lot of good undervalued opportunity with. It's the dogs that become popular, that become trendy, that you want to bet against. And remember, the public is really biased toward betting favorites because if you're going to put your hard-earned money down on a game, you want to bet on, quote-unquote, the better team. So if you are typically on a favorite, yet, you know, specific situations, public likes to lean on a dog. Typically, it's, you know, if you have a better record or it looks too good to be true or you're a big-name school like Duke. You know, those are the spots that you like to bet against here as a contrarian bettor. So Miami has a really good bet split. They're only getting 46% of bets, but 72% of the money. That's telling me that even though they're the unpopular play, really good low bets, higher dollar bet split there. We're only getting, again, less than half the tickets, but almost 3/4 of the money. That tells me that the money or the wagers on Miami, they're, you know, the minority of bets, but majority of money and really their big name bets here on Miami causing this line move in their favor. Miami is favored to win by 2 points, according to KenPom. So now that they're at -4, kind of similar to Kansas, I'd be looking money line play here on Miami. Again, a lot of people just say, hey, you know, take the spread, save the juice, go minus 110. I kind of approach short favorites differently. Again, not all bettors may agree with this. They may say, hey, you're laying too much juice. But, you know, I've watched and bet on so many college hoops that, you know, typically, you know, if you lay a four, you win by one, two, or three, you lose your bet. Where if you just paid a little more juice, you know, you would have covered and won your bet. So I like to money line short favorites. To me, the juice is worth the squeeze. You know, off chance, maybe Miami's down by two. They hit a three to win the game. Boom, you win your money line here. So, you know, Miami could roll and win by 10 points. And you're like, hey, why didn't I just go, you know, lay the four and save the juice? But to me, it's always a safer bet and a smarter bet to go money line here. There's been so many times where I lay a, you know, if I would have laid a four, I lost. If I went money line, you win by one, two, or three, you win. So I'd be looking money line here. Some offensive advantages for Miami here. They're averaging 78 points a game versus 72 for Miami, or sorry, for Duke. And then also shooting, 48% from the field for Miami, just 44% for Duke. Also, Miami is 12-0 at home this year. They've been perfect, knock on wood. If you're going to take money line with me, let's make that 13-0. And Duke is just 2-4 on the road. Also, some system matches here. Conference short home favorite with a line move in their direction. This is the same system match on Kansas, but if it's a conference game, you're a short home favorite five or less, and the line moves at least a half point in your direction. That's 57% against the spread this year. Also, ACC home favorites. If it's an ACC conference game, just take the home favorite. Straight up, they are 44-12 this year, 79%. So it's been a good spot here in this conference spot to back this ACC home favorite. So I'd be looking at Miami here on the money line around minus 170 for a big 7 o'clock showdown in the ACC on ESPN. Super Bowl week is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave you a couple of my sweats. I am on Kansas on the money line, minus 175, and I'm on Miami on the money line in minus 170 for the two college basketball games that we just talked about. But I got one more for you. The NHL is back, and I tell you what, right now I'm a big college hoops bettor, and I love betting the NHL as well. So the NHL is back from the All-Star break. We have six games tonight, and I found one game that really caught my eye with a good sharp line move and a bunch of good system matches, and it is the New Jersey Devils. Give me the Devils tonight, minus 250. Now, of course, minus 250 is a big number. Any play I make, whether it's, you know, Kansas on the money line or Miami on the money line or this minus 250, any bet I make is always bet to risk, not bet to win. What does that mean? It means that I'm betting Jersey here tonight, risking my one unit. I'm not risking 2.5 units. If you were to bet to win, you'd be risking 2.5 units to win one unit. When you're betting to risk, you're always just risking your one unit, which is basically, I would recommend 3% of your bankroll, and it's always one unit per play. Whole point being, if you lose a bet, you'll just lose a unit, versus getting in trouble if you bet favorites and you bet to win, and they lose, you'll lose even more. So betting to risk versus betting to win will also always give you a good, you know, positive ROI if you win on a dog, but on a favorite, it'll save you if you lose, and it'll still stack some plus, or still stack, you know, some positive units here if you win. So it's always something I want to mention because, you know, there are new bettors who, if they bet big favorites, they bet to win, and that can really be a dangerous game. So, of course, you always, in my opinion, want to go bet to risk, not bet to win. So anyway, I'm on the Devils here. Devils had a good sharp line move in their favor. The Devils actually opened at around minus 215 at home, and we've seen the Devils now get steamed up to minus 250. So that's a big, you know, 35, 40-cent steam move favor in favor of the Devils in this spot. They would match quite a few systems. If you look at non-division steam in the NHL, two teams from two different divisions is take the team getting 10 cents of steam or more in their direction. That's 258 and 159 this year, 62% with a 7% ROI. Also, a home favorite with a line move in your direction against a non-conference opponent. So you're at home, you get the last ice change, your favorite you're expected to win, you get the line move, you're getting money in your favor, and then also non-conference, the lack of familiarity benefiting quote-unquote the better team. Those teams are 84 and 42 this year, 67%. You also have home favorites minus 200 or more off a win, 69%. Rested home favorite, if you've had at least 2 days between your last game, you're at home, you're expected to win as the favorite, you're 29 and 10 this year, 74% with a 15% ROI. So it all match here with Jersey. Jersey also 20 and 12 is a favorite, 13, 10 and 2 at home versus Vancouver, who's just 11-20 as a dog, 10-13-2 on the road. Also, both teams offensively, they're about the same. You're averaging about 3.4 goals a game, but the big difference is defensively. The Devils are only giving up 2.7 goals a game versus almost 4 for Vancouver. Also, power play is about the same, but penalty kill, big advantage to the Devils, 81% versus 66%. And also kind of a supplementary factor here is not tanking, but Vancouver just did trade away their captain, their best player, Bo Horvat. They traded him away to the New York Islanders. So you gave away your best player. So you're down your best player. What message does that send to the locker room? To me, that's kind of a negative and a bet against against Vancouver here, which makes me even more excited to bet the Devils in this spot. So again, bet Tris, not bet to win. I'm risking my one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back, but I'm sweating the Devils here at home, rested, ready to go after the All-Star break. Give me the Devils at minus 250. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, February 6th. But reminder, we are officially into Super Bowl week. We had a two-week break here until the game. Well, now we've turned the page and it's Super Bowl week here. So we have so much great information, great coverage going on at VSiN. If you're looking at prop bets, just, you know, betting the spread, you know, the total in the big game, but all the insight, expertise, analysis, recommendations you need to hopefully have the best and most profitable Super Bowl that you can have. VSiN, we have you covered. So easiest thing to do to get plugged into VSiN is sign up for a free newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email. You'll wake up to great sports betting coverage every morning. Also, we have a great promo right now, only $9.99, 10 bucks. Become a VSiN Pro member here for a full month of service. Get all the best bets sent to your email, all the live streams of all the VSiN shows. By the way, VSiN will be live on Radio Row in Arizona, so you can stay tuned and watch all your favorite shows here live from Radio Row. You'll also get all of the great content beyond the paywall, as well as those great DraftKings percentages, so you can be the best data-driven bettor that you can be. So all included when you become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. And then lastly, get on Twitter. Follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Monday. We got some NBA tonight. We got some college basketball. We got some NHL. And, of course, Super Bowl week. It's about to heat up quite a bit here. So, as always, you can tune in later today for my second podcast of the day. You know, the morning bets is your breakfast here. The big one, the afternoon lunch and early dinner, that's the Market Insights pod. So you can get some up-to-date numbers. We'll talk about more games. We'll have some more plays here to talk about in the Market Insights pod later today at 3 o'clock. So enjoy the sweats. Starting a new week here on a big Super Bowl week. So enjoy your Monday. Good luck tonight. As always, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully we can cash some tickets today because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great night.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.